Quest presents an unabridged recording of Eric's Clan by Griff Hosker, narrated by Marston York. Prologue. I am Eric, called the Navigator by my first family, but I am not the boy who grew up on the islands of Orkneyar close to the land of Hibernia. I am not even close to the young man who led his clan across waters never before sailed to reach the land of ice and fire. I have changed, and I have become part Viking and part something else, a traveller of the New World. When my clan left this New World, I found myself alone, save for the young woman from the Mi'kmaq tribe who would become my wife. When I look into the waters of the beck where we moor our snekka, Gita, and I look into it to see my reflection, I see a face that looks nothing like the other members of the tribe. I have a beard, and my hair is not dark. My skin, though burned by the sun, is still paler than the Powhatans amongst whom I live. My children are also paler. Flecks of grey in my hair and beard now show the passage of time. The tribe no longer stare at me, for I have lived amongst them for some time, but when visitors come, and come they do, then I find them staring at me. They wish to touch me to see if I am real. Many, especially warriors, wish to touch my iron weapons, the helmet, sword, sayax and hatchet. To people who make weapons from bone and stone, they are magical objects and add to the aura of Eric, Shaman of the Bear. I have my wife, my children and my friends, and I am happy. But I know that these visits by strangers who have sometimes travelled hundreds of miles do not bode well, for it means my name and my weapons are now known to many. When I left the summer camp of Wandering Moose, it had been to save that tribe from the Penobscot who had a grudge against me. I thought I had disappeared, but as the raid on my new home showed, it was an illusion. The new home was a happy place, but it was not safe, and in my heart I knew that one day I would have to leave to find a haven where I could raise my family in peace. My life was ruled by the Norns. The three sisters wove their spells and toyed with my life. I now knew that no matter what I did, danger would come.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?